97.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Los Angeles declaring a local emergency because a fire is burning rapidly. ABC's Trevor Ault's on the scene.
We've been watching as officials have been hurrying to close a lot of these roads as more than 10,000 people now are under evacuation orders because of the canyon fire. It's charred thousands of acres overnight, and we've been watching fire crews race all over the canyon trying to contain these flames as they pop up. It is very steep and difficult terrain.
Another fire is burning in Central California. That is currently the state's largest. A synagogue in Rutherford, New Jersey, just outside New York City, burning to the ground this morning. The rabbi and his family made it safely outside. Back in 2012, that same synagogue was firebombed. The Israeli cabinet approving a plan for Israel to take over Gaza City. Germany's chancellor saying his country will not export any more military equipment to Israel as a result. Computer chip Intel stock price sinking overnight when President Trump said in a media post the CEO of the company needs to resign. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A northern Wisconsin tribe will have to stop barricading roads to private homes on its reservation. Federal Judge William Connolly ruled this week the Lac du Flambeau tribe didn't have justification to prevent residents of a number of homes from using four roads. Those blockades started in 2023. The State Building Commission has approved $110 million in projects around Wisconsin. Commissioners signed off on the projects, including infrastructure upgrades at state facilities, demolishing aging buildings, and more. Governor Tony Evers called the projects critically important. And members of Wisconsin's Task Force 1 are back home after helping with flood-related search efforts in Texas. 21 members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force spent 2 weeks in Central Texas assisting recovery efforts following catastrophic flooding there. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. If you're due for a remodel, get that bathroom you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Wendy. 7:03 on Friday morning. We're going to play the hits to keep you moving along and get you through this day and ready for the weekend with Real McCoy. Another night on Max FM.
times I'm in love with you, 'cause you talk to me like lovers do.
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance? And incidents arose from circumstance. One thing led to another, we were young. And we would scream together songs unsung. Disco hotspots hold no charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings.
'Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment.
Showed in your eyes.
August 8th, National Pickleball Day.
Pickleball.
Pickle?
Pickle.
Pickleball tournaments, come on!
The object of the game is to be the first player or team to have at least 11 points, and you must win by 2 points.
This will be National Pickleball Day.
The name pickleball comes from the founder's dog, Pickles, who would run away with the ball when they're playing. The fastest growing sport in the nation right now, the game is pickleball.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy Grant. It is 7:10 on Friday morning. The weekend's almost here. We hope everyone's having a great day so far. Happy National Pickleball Day to all those pickleballers out there. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny, hot and humid, and steamy. High at 90. Heat index rose around 97 to just add to that steamy factor. Tonight, partly cloudy with the low of 73 on Saturday. Afternoon showers and thunderstorms. It will be partly sunny and hot, high of 89 degrees Saturday night. Showers and thunderstorms are possible. We are keeping tabs on that system as we could see some heavier rain with that system as it moves through the area. And it could be some severe levels as well. So myself and Wendy will be keeping tabs on that system on Saturday afternoon into Saturday evening. 1 to 2 inches of rainfall are possible Saturday afternoon into the evening with the low of 6 to 8. Sunday, shower and thunderstorm chances continue mostly sunny with a high of 83. Currently, it is 71 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Good morning, Wendy. How the heck are you doing today?
Swampy, Dave.
Yeah, swampy.
Swampy. That's the word for the weekend.
Yes.
Swampy.
Swampy.
Swampy. I'm glad it's going to rain because when I was taking the garbage out last night, the bag got a hole in it and it kind of dripped along the sidewalk.
Yeah, I could see where you
needs a little wash off.
Yeah, I saw where you've been this morning.
I washed the steps off. Leave me alone.
I'm good. Hey, I'm not here to judge that the garbage bag was probably overloaded, and then boom, there it
went. Well, I know somebody enjoyed a lot of the melon I cut up this week.
Yes, I did. And I could tell the melon juice all the way down the sidewalk to the garbage
bin. I didn't want to get lost on the way back.
That's what I figured. It was your breadcrumb trail, except it was the juices of what was in their trail. We'll just
God only knows what. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it happens to the best of us. Better you than me. That
I was just glad it wasn't all over the kitchen floor. I made it outside at least before it did that.
Well, I knew something was weird this morning when I got up and then came in here and I look and I'm like, why is the rug not on the back porch? Oh, that's interesting. Then I saw the trail down the sidewalk. I'm like, I've just put two and two together. So yeah, that was fun. But it could have been worse, you know.
Don't judge me, man.
Hey, I'm not judging, man. I'm not judging at all. And I'm not here to judge. I'm just a jury.
Because I'm wearing my I Am Enough ring today.
That's perfect. I'm not wearing any rings today.
The world should know they're in trouble when I'm wearing my I Am Enough ring.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Don't mess with me, man.
Right.
It's Friday.
Oh, and that's the thing. I didn't.
It's been a long week.
Yeah, it has been. I don't have any jewelry on this morning.
That's probably good.
Yeah, well, you know, and it was funny because they asked me yesterday when I went to go do the MRI, do you have any jewelry on? I'm like, no, I don't.
Nope.
And then you're sure you don't have any jewelry on? Yes. Do you have any earrings on or any other jewelry? I'm like, I'm half naked. Do you see any jewelry on me? And I even said to them, because they gave me these scrubs and shirt, and I said, are you just fine with me hopping in there in my underwear and socks? And they said, no, you need to put the scrubs on. I'm like, okay. I'm like, whatever, you know, I'll do whatever you ask me. I'm about to get the fat guy squeezed into a little tube. It felt like the fat guy going into a tube of toothpaste yesterday. And, you know, I appreciate those doctors and nurses that were up there yesterday. They put up with me. I would 0 out of 10 recommend going through an MRI.
So do I need to tip them and send them to breakfast like I did with the security team again today?
Yes, most definitely.
Jiminy, Dave, you're costing me a lot here.
They probably need alcohol after.
I think I just spent my whole paycheck from covering the morning show, but you know.
Well, I think they needed alcohol after dealing with me yesterday. Because, you know, I'm not a big fan of enclosed spaces.
I can relate.
Yeah, and so I thought maybe they'd let my head hang out. Oh, no, they shoved me down the middle of that tube, she said.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, it was an experience. And I almost thought, you know, it reminded me of Days of Thunder when Tom Cruise is talking back and he's getting the MRI done. And the technology hasn't seemed to change since the Days of Thunder movie either.
Go with it.
Yeah, and so he's sitting there talking to the lady doing the MRI, and he was saying, I have a pit crew, da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, I was almost thinking it had been almost nice to have somebody there talking to me from our engineering team. But then I'm thinking, no, that'd be a bad idea if we had those guys on the other end of that.
That poor team in the MRI room they should not be subject to you guys.
No, and I appreciate our engineering team. It is a great group of guys.
I offered to come with you. You didn't want me to. So,
well, there's nothing you could do.
There was nothing I could do because I wouldn't have been anywhere near you. But yeah.
No.
Because I knew that. That's why.
Yeah,
I know
exactly
how that goes. And the way those machines work, there's a very good reason why they ask you that question a million times, because those magnets in that thing are something.
Yeah, I mean, they'll pull it towards you. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
No, it doesn't pull it towards you.
No, it pulls you
towards the machine if you have that on. And I almost said, hang on, let me check.
It, whatever piece of metal, it it's can just suck it right out of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And so when they asked me three times, I'm like, nope. And I said, do you want me to lift up my shirt and show you I don't have like a whatever would be under my shirt or whatever the case may be? And then I'm like, and no, I don't have any toe rings or anything like that. I mean, that just would not be my thing. I mean, I made sure my watch was off and all of that stuff. So it was an interesting experience. If you've never done an MRI, I definitely would recommend if you're claustrophobic. They do some things that apparently they can pre-medicate you. And when I got done, they said, yeah, when you do this again, we recommend having pre-medication next time. So
imagine that.
Yeah, but they do give you some great music. The ironic part was they asked, what do you want to play? I said, some 80s music would be great because that's a lot of what we play here. They couldn't do 80s and 90s and more, of course. They're not Max FM after all.
Why couldn't they stream us on the Civic Media app?
Well, I was going to ask them that. And then I'm like, it'd been a great time just to listen and see what my coworkers are doing, because I do listen to Max FM all day long, in case anyone's curious. Yes, I do listen because we do poke fun at each other on the radio as well. I mean, that's one thing we do as coworkers, and you'll hear us transition between our times together, and we do poke fun of each other. It's what we do. We have a little bit of fun with it. And so, yeah, I was willing to listen to that, and she said, no, we have Sirius XM. And I said, great, 80s, please. Do you know what channel that is? No, I don't do satellite radio. I said, just something 80s. And she goes, hard rock? I said, I don't care what it is, just some music at this point, because I'm like, I just wanted to listen to something. So they put 80s music on, which was great. And so they get me in the machine. Then they had to bring me back out. We did some adjustments with placements because, again, big guy going into a little tube. They brought me back out. We got everything a little bit more comfortable and got through it. I mean, I powered through it. I was very glad after that time was up. But it was ironic because we were playing, or I was listening, and I had heard Spandau Ballet Lay, and I thought of Corey Hartman, and of course with True and their wedding song joke, and so I almost, that was going through my head, and then I had Chris Casper, one of our engineers, going through my head, you got this, buddy, and that was kind of funny. And then we had, Simple Minds came on, Don't You Forget About Me, and then I thought about one of my former coworkers who would text in things funny about that, and then the last song was John Wayne. And I'm like, oh, that's... And so I knew, they told me how long things would take, right? And so I knew how long these songs last because of working here. So I go, okay, I just need to get through John Wayne and I'm done. So I didn't get to hear the end of John Wayne, which was fine with me. I was glad to get out of the machine. So then I get done, and then they have me go back to the room, put my clothes on, and then they have me leave. And then I get into the car, and guess what's playing on the radio for Max FM, Wendy?
The rest of John Wayne.
Yes. Literally, I'm like, wow, what is the irony of that? Here I am listening to Sirius XM in the tube of, I'm not going to say that's an inappropriate word, but...
Land the plane, Dave.
Yes. And so I'm like, okay, so I got to hear John Wayne on the way out. So it was kind of interesting as well. So I'm glad I got music, you know, but I'm glad it's done as well. So I'm glad the weekend is here. We're going to have some fun this weekend, Wendy. I see they've been working out here this morning. Our CSOs were putting the candlesticks out already. We got old-fashioned days in Baraboo on Saturday.
Yes, we do.
And that's...
I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, you are? Why are you excited about that?
Because there's, like, it's like a rummage sale on steroids. It's all, like, right here.
Oh, so we know what Wendy's plans are on Sunday. She's going to go check out the sidewalk sales.
Does Wendy get to do anything fun these days? Because that would be good.
Yeah, no, you're more than welcome to do that. Idea. Go for it. You definitely want to do it in the morning. It's going to be nicer in the morning than the afternoon. So that'll be the time to do it. It's old-fashioned days, downtown Baraboo and Made in Baraboo this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then also the tour of wagons will be happening in the Weicker Great Day building. They're moving that inside just because of the heat, the humidity, and everything as well.
Auction. The for auction. The tour of wagons.
Yes.
Not just the tour of
No,
wagons.
The auction.
We did that already.
Yes. So you're auctioning off that artwork, and that, the proceeds go back to the artist and Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. They're hoping to raise $4,000 for Hope House, which we're going to have Stephanie in just a minute talking about that. And I think I got shanghaied by the DBI crew.
Imagine that, freak boy.
Yes. So that's going to be good, though. I'm excited, though, because if we can raise $4,000 for Hope House, that is such a good thing. I'm happy that we can help them out. That is such a great organization. Right, Wendy?
Absolutely. They sure are.
And so, all right, well, we're going to have Stephanie stepping in at 7:30. You and I are going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to grab a little bit of breakfast. We're going to watch all the activity happening downtown. I'm not going to hassle any other workers outside the building this morning. I think I've had my fun.
You really just need to be nice to people, Dave. Don't heckle them. They're doing their jobs.
I was just giving a little whistle outside the window. Having the windows that open outside the studio was such a great idea.
That was brilliant.
Yes. So, yeah. I'm sure Tony enjoyed the whistling this morning.
I'm sure he did. At least he was nice and waved at me with his whole hand.
Yeah, so if anyone's working with Tony, I have to ask him about who was whistling at him this
Tony,
morning.
Tony, I'm sorry. I can't help it. I was on my way up here. I was trying to supervise him, but...
Yep, it was too late.
I was busy cleaning up his mess at home first.
Oh, boy, I'm going to hear about that during this break. It's not dishing on Dave, Wendy.
I didn't say it was. I just said I was... doing my stuff at home.
All right, just checking. Jeez. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy on your Friday. Let's get back into the music. You know, with a little bit of Huey Lewis in the news to keep you going on the Friday morning, we want to make sure we have music that gets you moving into this weekend. Here is Huey Lewis in the news, the heart of rock and roll on Max FM.
New York is everything they say, and no place that I'd rather. Now the over may be there.
99.7 Max FM. This is Dave Grant. I am joined by Stephanie Darnell from downtown Bear Wing. Stephanie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining us. And Saturday's a big day in downtown Bearable. Let's talk about what's happening on Saturday.
It's a very big day. We have Old Fashioned Day happening from 9 to 3 here in downtown Bearable.
And that's going to be happening on the Courthouse Square, correct?
The Courthouse Square and along Oak Street and 3rd.
All right. So that's going to be so exciting. We're looking forward to it because there's going to be sidewalk and street sales, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have some storefronts that are going to bring some of their merchandise out for the sidewalk sales. We're going to also have vendors up on the courthouse lawn that'll be selling their items as well.
Also, it's made in Baraboo. This is everything made right here in Baraboo.
Yes, yes. It's a big campaign for Made in Baraboo, focusing on Baraboo and all the great things that these vendors craft and create.
And the exciting thing we're going to see on Saturday is a water dunk tank with some local celebrities.
Yes, yes. There is a water dunk tank that will be here. You can get 3 balls for $5, and they all go to a good charity with, you know, the opportunity to dunk a local celebrity. So we'll have that, and there will be a bouncy house as well. The Children's Museum will be here, and Kiwanis.
That is so exciting, and I've had people ask, no, I will not be in the water dunk tank this year, unfortunately, with my shoulder. Doctors would prefer I not do that. Maybe next year I will do that. I look forward to that. But I'll probably do some purchases. I still got one good arm. That'll be a lot of fun and help support our local organizations as well. And then we're going to have 3 rubber chicken drops happening on Saturday. Tell us about those.
Yeah, there's going to be 3 happening. One at 10:30, one at 12:30, and one at 2:30. The one at 10:30 is going to be more geared for the kiddos, and then the other 2 are going to be a little bit more for the adults. But, of course, everyone is welcome.
And that's going to be fun. And where are they dropping the chickens from?
So they're going to drop them off of A Sense of Adventure. So you'll see all these rubber chickens drop at that time.
And they're rubber chickens, not live chickens.
Yes.
Just we want to remind everybody about that.
Yeah.
And then the other exciting thing we have is a pie contest going on. That's taking place over at Becca Cates.
Yes. Becca Cates is hosting a pie contest where proceeds go to the Baraboo Food Pantry.
And the last exciting thing that we're going to see, and this is happening in the Weicker Gray Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo, in the lobby, our big auction is happening on Saturday. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, it's the Tour of Wagons auction that's going to be happening. They're going to be auctioned off starting at $100 each, and then the proceeds will be going to Hope House, and a portion will be going to the artist that created the painting as well.
And we've set up a challenge. If the goal of $4,000 is met, some people have agreed to do something, right, Stephanie?
Absolutely.
So if the $4,000 goal is reached, all of the Downtown Baraboo Inc. staff have agreed to get their fingernails painted purple.
Yes.
To support Hope House, correct?
Yes.
And, oh yeah, I think I'm involved in that too, aren't I? I forgot about that.
Yeah, we got to have a matching set.
Yes, we do. Now, you're going to dye your hair purple. Is that what I heard?
I will. I will dye my hair purple if we reach it.
All right. So there you go. Some purple hair, some purple fingernails. So please help support a great cause. This is going to Hope House of South Central Wisconsin for the artwork auction. Again, that's taking place in the Weicker Great Day building in the lobby corner of 3rd and Oak. We're looking so forward for Old Fashioned Days again. What time is that happening again this Saturday, Stephanie?
Old Fashioned will be happening from 9 to 3.
So stop on down to downtown Baraboo. We are looking forward to that and some great weather as well. This is David Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Good morning and welcome to the Gambler's Real Estate and Auction Report. On August 12th, we have the Dale and Renee Rosum Tractors, Tools, and Exercise Equipment Auction ending at 9 a.m. And then on the 13th, we have the Canute Lawrence Estate a Motorcycle Auction featuring Harley-Davidson motorcycles and parts, including pan heads, knuckleheads, and other vintage Harley-Davidson and other collector motorcycles. Both of these catalogs are open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. On August 14th and 15th, we have drop-off days for our farm and construction consignment auction at our auction. auction facility in Reedsburg. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, ATVs and UTVs, vehicles, trailers, lawn and garden items, and much more. Check our website at gavinbros.com for all of our upcoming auctions, as well as our real estate listings. And remember, if you're thinking about having an auction or buying or selling a type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
The Packers preseason underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the Jets tomorrow night in their first preseason game. Aaron Mosby made the team last year as a linebacker. Does he feel pressure to make the cut this year?
There's always pressure when you're trying to make a 53-man roster. That's just anyone in the league. It can go for anyone. So it's a little bit of pressure, but at the end of the day, you know, it's football. We've been playing it since we were little kids. So you just go out there, you know, try to have fun with it, try to do your best, and try to make a splash play here and there.
College football. The Badgers hold their final practice at UW-Platteville Saturday night before moving back to Madison. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets in Milwaukee. First baseman Andrew Vaughn continues to hit home runs every series.
Vaughn, it's unbelievable. Three times on base, one time he just circled the bases. He's been special both offensively, defensively. Vaughn, Collins, and Perkins, they're the three that you got to look at. And Sal, those are great performances by those four.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny, hot, and humid today. We'll get to right around 90 for a high, but that heat index is going to be in the upper 90s and some places into the triple digits. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s. If you're due for a remodel, get that bathroom you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Same.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy Grant, 7:40 on Friday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny, hot and humid with a high in 90, heat index values of 97 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 73. Tomorrow, shower and thunderstorm chances, partly sunny with a high of 89. On Sunday, shower and thunderstorm chances continue, mostly cloudy, a high of 83, currently 71 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building. And the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Wendy, a little bit of interesting activity happening out here this morning. I've got to say, that was a first.
Apparently, somebody was not having a happy Friday. I don't know. There was hollering going on. There was a video out the window. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Comparing someone to fecal matter this morning.
Yeah.
And we could hear that up here. So, and someone was rolling video of someone else. Yeah, there was like three vehicles. And at least one vehicle was participating in the video in the obsessive screaming, let's put it that way. And
I'd call it more like hollering.
Hollering and finger activity, videoing, and I'm not
I don't know about finger activity.
Yeah, I saw the finger too.
Oh, did
so
you?
Yeah, that was before they compared someone to fecal
matter.
Weren't
waving with the whole hand, huh?
No, so yeah, some unhappy people that were driving through downtown Baraboo apparently.
Sassiness.
Yes, so as a reminder.
Cheer up, people. It's
be
Friday.
Be kind. It's Friday. Let's be nice to each other.
Quick and painless. That's what I always say.
Right. So we're going to celebrate on a happier note some birthdays today. Shawn Mendes is 27. Love is 31. I like me better. Okay. Katie Long is 38. Cho Chang in the Harry Potter movies. Jackie Cruz, 39. Marisol Gonzalez on Orange is a New Black. Wendy.
Yeah. Roger Federer is 44. Megan Good is 44. JC Chazes from NSYNC. Dave, you got that one queued up?
No.
He's
going to
be 49. Drew Lachey from 98 Degrees is also 49.
And he won the second season of Dancing with the Stars.
There's that Dancing with the Stars thing.
Yeah, and we're going to play some 98 Degrees this morning.
Scott Strapp is 52, the Creed singer, with his greatest hit of With Arms Wide Open. Mark Willis is 52. He's a country singer. Rena Moreno is 58. She was Sable in WWF until her ego got so big that Vince McMahon was forced to fire her. Now she's basically just Mrs. Buck Lesnar. Cool Moe Dee is 63, Dave. He's the one who originally sang Wild Wild West.
Yes. Ricky Rocket, 64. Poison drummer, Talk Dirty to Me. Ya Mama Don't Dance and Unskinny Bop. And also today is the 64th birthday of U2's The Edge.
Yes, exactly.
Deborah Norville, 67. Inside Edition anchor, Danny Most is 72.
No, Donnie. Dave,
yep.
Most, who Most. Is Ralph Mouth on Happy Days.
And look at the next big
yes.
one.
And
oh,
Larry
my
Wilcox is 78. That's Ponch's partner, John Baker, on Chips.
Do-do-do-do-do. Yes, for those that watch Chips. Wait, I still do.
We still do, yes.
Phil Baisley from the Statler Brothers is 86. And Wendy would say him.
He's the dreamy baritone.
I knew that's what you would say. And Connie Stevens is 87. And Dustin Hoffman is 88. We're going to take a look at our celebrity birthdays for Saturday, August 9th. And let's see. Adeline Kane is 35. She is Dr. Jules Millen on Grey's Anatomy. Bill Skarsgård is 35, the star of the remake The Crow. He was also Marquez in John Wick 4. Anna Kendrick, 40, the star of the Pitch Perfect movies.
Oh, I love those movies. She was also Poppy in the Trolls movie.
I knew that would make your days.
I love the Trolls.
Yes, you
They're
do.
Fun.
Well, you're both fun size. Ashley Johnson, 42. Little Chrissy Seaver on Growing Pains. Can you believe she's now 42?
Putting in for hazardous work pay, people.
I said fun size.
Yeah, yeah. Rona Marita is 48. She was Dr. Rachel Scott on TNT's The Last Ship. She also played Tara on The Practice and Boston Legal. Audrey Tedow is 49. From the Da Vinci Code, Jessica Capshaw is 49. That's Dr. Arizona Robbins in Grey's Anatomy.
Look, Kevin McKidd is 52. Dr. Owen Hunt on Grey's Anatomy. Mac 10, 54, rapper who we're not going to play any of those songs today. Thomas Lennon, 55 years old. Lieutenant Jim Dango from the Reno 911.
Oh, my.
Eric Abana is 57. Gillian Anderson is also 57. Special Agent Dana Scully on The X-Files, Wendy.
Yeah, Deion Sanders is 58. Hoda Kotb is 61. He's a former Today Show co-host. Curtis Blow is 66. He's an old school rapper with his biggest hits of Breaks, Christmas Rapping, and my mother's favorite, I'm Chillin'. Next big hit, Rock Bottom. Oh, my.
Let's see. Amanda Beers is 67. Marcy D. Arcy, I'm Married with Children. Melanie Griffin is 68. Dakota Johnson's mom. Sam Elliott, 81 years old. He was Wade Garrett in the original Roadhouse.
Oh, my gosh. Cher's biker boyfriend in Agar in 1985's Mask. I actually saw that movie at a drive-in when it first came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a really good movie, actually.
That's good.
You should check that out, Dave.
Yeah, we should have. We won't be going to the drive-in to watch that now because that was just a few years ago.
Not there anymore.
No, that's the other part of it where you were at.
No, I mean, the movie's not there anymore.
Right, exactly. All right, we're going to go on to August 10th celebrity birthdays. Kylie Jenner is 28. Jacob Latimer is 29. R&B singer and Emmett Washington, I'm the Shy. Lucas Till, 35. The new MacGyver. And that was a pretty short-lived series. It was not quite the same. And, you know, when they got rid of Jack Dalton, that show hit the rock bottom at that point. I think that actor who used to be on CSI was the one who made that show, to be
definitely.
Honest with you.
His jokes were hilarious.
Yes. Who else you see on Sunday celebrity list?
Wendy? Joanna Garcia is 46. That's Cheyenne on Reba and Ariel in Once Upon a Time. Angie Harmon is 53. On Law and Order, Justin Theroux is 54, actor, writer, and Jennifer Aniston's ex. La, 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 la. Can't talk today. Alex Michael is 55, the original Bachelor. Michael Bivins is 57, the Biv of Belle Biv DeVoe. Dave, put that one on.
Yeah, we'll have to do that after 8 o'clock. There's so many great music.
I know,
birthdays.
Just load it up, man.
Riddick Bowe is 58. That was Bowe's World Heavyweight Champion. John Ferris is 64, in excess. Antonio Banderas is 65. Rosanna Arquette, 66. She inspired two of the most classic jams of the 80s. Toto's named their Grammy-winning mega hit Rosanna after her. And Rosanna also had a brief fling with Peter Gabriel, which inspired In Your Eyes. So some great ones there. And, oh, we have one more celebrity birthday. Wendy, I'll let you get that last one.
Ian Anderson is 78, leader of Jethro Tull. He plays flute, but the band's most popular song ever, Aqualung, has no flute in it whatsoever. Isn't that ironic?
That is very ironic. So those are our celebrity birthdays. As a reminder, if you celebrate a local birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, you can always text those into us anytime, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. I do want to remind everyone about our big deal of the day. 75% off a $40 certificate to Love Lash and Bald towards jewelry. That certificate is just $10 today only over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Again, a $40 certificate to Love Lash and Weld, just $10 over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. Wendy, what a great deal that is.
It sure is, Dave.
You know,
go check that out, maxfmbigdeals.com.
Yes, indeed. And I'm not checking it out personally for me because just not going to work for me. And for you, maybe, you know.
No
jewelry for Wendy today, she says. So
she's got her ring on.
She has her ring on today. So, yes. So it's going to be warm and steamy today.
She have two rings on.
Yes, you do. See, Wendy can count today, so.
Yay, me.
Yeah, it's a good way for a Friday. As a reminder, it's going to be a little bit warm out there today, so please dress appropriately.
Swampy.
Yes. Swampy.
Swampy.
And again, the Old Fashioned Days, downtown Baraboo this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sidewalk sales made in Baraboo as well. And the auction for the Tour of Wagons Art will be in the Weicker Great Day Building starting at 10 a.m. You get to come into an air-conditioned building and bid on that artwork, and please do so. Please help support our local artists and support Hope House of South Central Wisconsin. Goals raise $4,000 to help out Hope House, so please check out that art from 16 different artists. So that is a great way to enjoy your Saturday, and you know, when you get to get out in downtown Baraboo and just enjoy the day, you cannot ask for a better day. We are seeing a little bit of activity picking up. as we get closer to 8 o'clock in the morning as well. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy on Max FM.
Visit the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo, Wisconsin, working to conserve cranes, support communities, and protect habitats. Visit the site to explore the beautiful world of cranes and get to know the 15 unique species. Hike the preserve's trails and learn about the foundation's vital work. The International Crane Foundation is open daily, May 1st through October 31st. Become a member and support this global conservation effort. Visit savingcranes.org for more information.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit CellPlus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, The Dells, and Reedsburg.
Read all about it at Main Street Books. This downtown Reedsburg gem is celebrating 17 years of providing the best in used books to the community. Main Street Books is open weekdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 9 to 4. They are closed on Sundays and holidays. Make an appointment to bring in your used books for store credit and share your love of reading. The bargain cart is always available to help you support local causes with your cash donations. Main Street Books, keeping the read in Reedsburg, one used book at a time.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
When dreaming, God.
7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Max FM. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Israeli cabinet approving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to expand military operations and fully occupy Gaza City in Tel Aviv. Here's ABC's Ian Pannell.
There's a real sense of shock about what's just happened here. The United Nations High Commission for Refugees issuing a statement that condemns the move, calling it to be withdrawn immediately, saying extending the war will lead to more killing, more suffering, and more destruction.
Intense wildfires burning through.